2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon, KSL. News time is 12 o'clock. Today is Thursday, October 10th. This is Utah's new news, and in for Maria Chaleos, I'm Simone Cycli. We've got a few clouds and 36 degrees in Salt Lake.
A crash on I-215 South Belt Route. I'm Ricky Meese.
Thank you, Ricky. KSL's top story this hour.
The vaping industry.
A roundtable discussion on vaping just wrapped up at Primary Children's Hospital. Health officials and Senator Mitt Romney have been going over possible legislation to regulate the vaping industry, and they were asking for solutions to Utah's vaping epidemic among young people. And we go live now to the scene and get more from KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary.
Simone, they met for almost an hour. They shared their concerns and the things they are seeing here in Utah. 12-year-olds vaping, thinking it's harmless. Adults on ventilators who are incredibly sick. Dr. Dixie Harris is treating dozens of patients here with lung disease.
I'm unclear about how well things are being manufactured. Because really, when you vaporize something, you're not really smoking it. You get it so much deeper in the lung.
Senator Romney told the group it's going to be a hard battle against the vaping industry, but he's trying to do his part with national legislation. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Mary. What an incredible report. Did you hear her say 12-year-olds? A roundtable discussion on vaping just wrapped up at Primary Children's, moving on now. The number of vaping-related illnesses in the U.S. continues to rise. The latest numbers from the CDC show 1,300 cases and at least 26 deaths. Until a cause is pinpointed, the CDC is advising Americans to stop using any vaping products. Before holding a roundtable discussion on vaping, Senator Mitt Romney was right here on KSL News Radio. He was talking about a very different subject, President Trump's personal attacks, Turkey's invasion into Syria, and a host of other topics. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more.
Mitt Romney didn't mince words when discussing President Trump on David Dujanovic this morning. On the topic of the president pulling troops out of Syria, he remains strongly opposed.
You can't just take the 150 people who've been providing peace and keeping the Turks from slaughtering the Kurds. You can't just pull them out.
He went on to call it, quote, a really puzzling development. On the topic of impeachment, Romney says it was wrong for the president to call upon a foreign government to investigate his political opponent and has tried to largely ignore President Trump's shots at him on Twitter. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A business in Mill Creek that on the outside looked like a place to help people get their commercial driving license was raided by police this week. And when officers came out of the building, they were hauling out slot machines. And we get more on this story live from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
It's a pretty empty scene here right now, Simone. The business was formerly known as Salt Lake City CDL, and that allowed people to get their license, but investigators raided it after neighboring businesses claimed that one of the trucking school's customers asked to use their bathroom, and they thought that was odd. Investigators say that they found more than half a dozen gambling machines inside, as well as some illegal drugs. Five people were taken into custody. Three were held for a little bit longer. However, no formal arrests have been made. Why?
I mean, at this point, no formal arrests have been made because there was some information that was developed that generated some additional leads.
Detective Kevin Mallory says that now they're trying to figure out how much of the business was legitimate truck driving lessons and how much of it was the illegal gambling. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you very much, Paul. Well, I first heard about this next story on social media. I saw the pictures that KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly had put up on Facebook. A semi-truck hauling Bud Light ended up on its side in a church parking lot in Sandy. This happened this morning. The semi collided with a pickup near 11 400 South and 13th East. The semi then went through a barrier wall and slid 25 feet down an embankment right into the church parking lot.
The driver of the Bud Light truck was in a trapped condition in the truck and had to be removed, and then was also transported by ambulance to the hospital.
Sandy Fire Police Deputy Chief Ryan McConaughey says that the driver did have some serious injuries. Crews from the health department were on scene to help clean up the diesel fuel and the beer, which spilled during the crash. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. Two men who reportedly worked with Rudy Giuliani in his effort to investigate the Biden family in Ukraine have been arrested. We get the details from ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman have been big donors to President Trump through a pro-Trump super PAC. They're charged out of New York with campaign finance violations. Both men have been linked to Rudy Giuliani and his effort in Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden. And the two Russian-born men are also believed to be important witnesses in a House impeachment inquiry.
The three House committees have now subpoenaed the two suspects along with Mr. Giuliani. A large group of climate protesters blocked traffic around Times Square in New York City today. And here's what it sounded like as traffic backed up for miles. Earlier this week, dozens of climate protesters were arrested in Lower Manhattan near Wall Street after pouring fake blood on the Charging Bull statue. Tons of timber is rotting in the Florida Panhandle. This is where Hurricane Michael passed through last year. Timber farmers who rely on those trees say they are still waiting for federal funds to clean up the mess so they can plant new trees. Some of the farmers say that the storm might have permanently damaged the area's timber industry. And the White House announced today President Trump will award the nation's highest military honor to an Army Master Sergeant, Matthew Williams. Williams served in Afghanistan, where he is credited for rescuing other members of his task force and evacuating casualties while under enemy fire. Coming up on KSL, a 14-day cruise was anything but fun. According to passengers, some of them even started holding protests on the ship. And a look at your noontime drive.
We do have a small crash westbound I-215 South Belt at the Redwood Road ramp. It's out of traffic on the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Debbie Dujanovic.
45% of teens say they are online almost constantly.
Co-host of Dave and Dujanovic.
Would you describe yourself as online almost constantly?
Not until I looked at my screen time just moments ago.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Hi, it's Maria Chaleos. You probably heard me talk about Harvest-Right freeze dryers on the Greenhouse Show. If so, you know I'm a big fan, and they're made right here in Utah. As an avid gardener, I love the fact that you can preserve everything that comes out of your garden. Nothing goes to waste. You won't be stuck trying to bottle everything or give it away as the harvest season winds down. You can freeze dry all your fruits and veggies and enjoy fresh garden produce all year long. There's no loss of nutrients, and you won't have to spend a lot of time canning and bottling. Freeze drying is also much easier and much less mess. And it's not just fruits and veggies. You can freeze-dry full meals, even ice cream. You can't bottle or dehydrate those. And freeze-dried food lasts for years, making it even better than fresh. Go to HarvestRight.com to learn more or give them a call, 800-378-5136. That's 800-378-5136. When you call 800-378-5136, tell them Maria sent you.
Well, thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. In for Maria Chaleos, I'm Simone Cycli. And one of the local stories we're following at KSL News Radio right now is Senator Mitt Romney and what he is doing in Utah. He is sponsoring a roundtable discussion on vaping. And this, of course, after we learned that a man in Utah has died from vape-related lung disease. KSL News Time, 12:08. A cruise is supposed to be extra relaxing, right? But some passengers aboard a 14-day cruise in Northern Europe say not only did their boats skip the most important ports, but there were all kinds of problems on board. Passengers even started protesting in the ship. ABC's Gio Benitez has more.
Dramatic images from what passengers called a cruise from hell. Norwegian Cruise Line facing the fury of hundreds of passengers when they say the Norwegian Spirit didn't dock at two of its scheduled stops in Amsterdam and Iceland. Passengers also complaining of sewage backing up and toilets not flushing. Tension rising as passengers sought answers from crew members.
Did the captain or someone who can dictate and make
because you can't. You're not doing anything. We need someone that can do something.
You're not talking to someone.
Passengers who paid as much as $6,000 to tour the mystical fjords now protesting on the ship. One sign reading, "We want refund." Another, "Shame on you." But this morning, Norwegian refusing to give a full refund, instead offering 25% off a future cruise. Norwegian saying in a statement, "Unfortunately, Norwegian Spirit's itinerary was impacted by severe weather conditions. We are very sorry for any inconvenience and disappointment our guests experienced. Severe weather conditions are an act of God and cannot be controlled, influenced, or remediated by the cruise line." The ship did end up replacing some ports of call, but some passengers say that's not enough. One woman tweeting, "The ship didn't go to Iceland or Amsterdam. Where else can you pay full price and get 40%?
Wow. Did you hear that? They said that it was because of the weather, but I'm not sure that explains the toilets backing up. All right, KSL News Time, 12:09, and here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have a really nice drive on the Valley Freeways, no delays, and the only crash we've had has been westbound on I-215 South Belt at Redwood Road at the ramp. It is out of traffic on the right shoulder, so Valley Freeway traffic looks pretty good. But we do have a new crash. This is affecting multiple directions of traffic. Harrison Boulevard at Country Hills Drive. This is in Weber County. It's affecting southbound lanes are blocked, and westbound to southbound lanes are also affected. Are you seeing the future clearly? Volkswagen Southtown has 2020 vision. Pay zero down and zero payments till 2020. See a better future for yourself at Volkswagen Southtown. VWSouthtown.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Now we'll check the weather.
Record cold temperatures moving in for today as well as Friday morning. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Thank you, Dan. Right now, Salt Lake City, few clouds and 37 degrees at KSL News Radio. And coming up on Utah's new news, we're going to talk about a motel fire that, wow, is really something incredible to hear. Stay with us for that on KSL News Radio's 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, weather, and BYU Cougar Station.
Being an animal doctor.
Millions of children in the U.S. and around the world dream, but poverty prevents them from reaching their potential. Save the Children is there to help, giving them a healthy start, the opportunity to learn, and protection from harm. See how one small act from you can create a ripple of change for children, their communities, and the future we all share at SaveTheChildren.org. Save the Children. Changing a life lasts a lifetime.
When it was up to me to tune up the furnace and change the filters in the house, I procrastinated and forgot. That's embarrassing because I'm a heating and air conditioning contractor. Had been keeping the place comfortable, but I didn't do the tune-up, so my filters were so plugged that the combustion chamber was either going to turn molten red or shut itself off. We woke up with icicles on our noses. That's why I created the Whipple Service Champions Extra Privileged Service Agreement. Now thousands of Whipple Service Champion Club members, me included, count on Whipple Service Champions for regularly scheduled tune-ups on our furnaces, air conditioners, plumbing, and electrical systems. When you become a club member, you get front-of-the-line service, big discounts, free tune-ups, free safety inspections, and the best technicians in town. I guarantee it. It's time to tune up your furnace now, so call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
Colleague.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
KSL News Time, 12:15. And the three things you need to know this hour. First,
doctors, advocates, and local lawmakers gathered with Senator Mitt Romney in a roundtable to tackle underage vaping and lung illnesses in Utah. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, a Bud Light semi-truck and pickup truck collided along 13th East in Sandy this morning. The semi-driver had some serious injuries, and the truck spilled beer and fuel all over a church parking lot. And third, a look at your noon hour traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
A delay-free drive on all your valley freeways. The final cleanup of a crash westbound I-215 South Belt at the Redwood Road Ramp. And a crash southbound Harrison Boulevard at Country Hills Drive in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Record cold moving in for us today. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Ooh, cold now. A few clouds and 37 degrees in Salt Lake City. And now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. Two associates of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, have been indicted on campaign finance charges.
Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman allegedly helped steer Russian money into President Trump's campaign. The two Soviet-born men have also been tied to Giuliani's efforts to investigate Joe Biden in Ukraine. Court records said the charges stem in part from a $325,000 donation to a pro-Trump super PAC.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The president's lead counsel, Jay Sekulow, says neither the president nor the campaign were aware of the allegations. It's day two of Turkey's offensive against Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. The attack comes just days after President Trump's decision to pull U.S. troops from the region. Lawmakers criticized the move, saying it essentially abandons the Kurds who helped the U.S. fight ISIS.
He makes enormously important decisions on a whim. He seems to disregard the advice of our generals and our intelligence, and instead heeds the advice of a despot like Erdogan.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Top Republicans, including Senator Lindsey Graham and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, also warned the president's decision could embolden ISIS. A Florida man convicted of fatally shooting an unarmed man in a dispute over a parking lot spot has been sentenced.
Michael McLaughlin says he has not forgiven Michael Draker for the July 2018 shooting death of his son, Marquise McLaughlin.
If the Lord just so happened to choose to take me before I get to that point, I guess me and Michael Draker have to finish that in hell.
He was speaking after a Florida judge sentenced Draker to 20 years in prison for the killing, which stemmed from a dispute over a parking spot outside of a convenience store in Clearwater.
ABC's Brian Clark. Michael Draker cited the state's Stand Your Ground law as his defense. The Nobel Prize in Literature awarded today to Polish author Olga Tokarczuk and Austrian writer Peter Handke. The Dow's up 164 points. You're listening to ABC News.
And it is time for the KSL In-Depth. A massive motel fire in Texas sent seven people to the hospital. And now investigators say that the fire was sparked by children. They were playing with a lighter, and they were left alone by their babysitter. That babysitter is now facing charges. ABC's Paula Ferris has more.
Motel 6 in Spring, Texas, erupting in flames. The devastating fire reportedly caused by two young children playing with a lighter in their room. And this morning, their babysitter, who left the 3 and 6-year-olds alone, is expected to face charges. The Harris County Fire Marshal's Office tweeting out overnight, they are investigating the circumstances surrounding the supervision of the children. Seven people were transported to the hospital with minor injuries, most suffering from smoke inhalation, including those two young children.
Honestly, I thought I was going to die because I couldn't breathe, and I didn't know where the staircase is. You can't see nothing.
It took three fire departments from surrounding areas to battle the inferno. The 3-alarm fire so large, it spread to a building next door.
And firefighters broke windows to rescue a litter of puppies. But as they were battling the blaze, witnesses already were talking about seeing these two little children with a lighter, and they were asking for their mother.
Oh, incredible. It's unfortunate that that babysitter decided to leave those kids alone. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Right now, KSL News Time 12:19. Traffic and weather together on the nines, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
A new crash with possible injuries in West Valley, 7200 West, just north of 3500 South. Weber County drivers, you have a crash southbound Harrison Boulevard at Country Hills Drive in Ogden. Southbound lanes are blocked, and you can't go from westbound to southbound
at that intersection either. The good news is Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. University of Utah Health, named Best Hospital in Utah by U.S. News and World Report. 6 years running, your best care year after year. Learn more at uviewhealth.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And a warm-up now. Here's your seven-day forecast.
We've got very cold Canadian air that's crept its way into Utah and will be what we'll deal with today as well as into Friday morning. And this is actually record cold. The old record for our high temperature, the lowest it's ever been, is 45 degrees. Today, chiming in at 39 degrees for the high. Tomorrow morning, we'll drop down to 25. That will also be a new record low temperature for tomorrow. So really chilly air moving in, but back to sunshine for the next 7 days, and we'll have temperatures back into the 60s by the weekend, and that's where we'll stay for the first half of next week. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
Like it didn't even happen. Right now in Salt Lake City, a few clouds and 37 degrees at KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Mortgage interest rates are down again, so if you're shopping for a mortgage and your rate is above 3.125%, get a second opinion from Associated Mortgage. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state, with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage now at 3.125%. 3.125%! Associated Mortgage also has refinancing programs to lower your payment, drop monthly mortgage insurance, and get cash out of your equity. They can get you the best mortgage for your needs with the lowest interest rate and payment without PMI. Call them now, 801-943-1999. That's 801-943-1999. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage for a free, no-obligation mortgage analysis today. 801-943-1999. 3.375% APR based on a 30-year conventional fixed-rate loan, $280,000, OAC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 51389.
Our doctors, there for us, providing the care we need when we need it most. During some of our toughest days and our most trying moments, they're on the front lines, saving lives, saving us. But big insurance companies are putting our doctors and our care in jeopardy by pushing a scheme called government rate setting that would put insurance companies in charge, meaning fewer doctors, fewer hospitals, and fewer healthcare options for us all. Thankfully, there's a better solution to surprise medical billing based on small government principles. It's called IDR, or Independent Dispute Resolution, and allows an independent third party to settle surprise billing disputes instead of government bureaucrats and the insurance companies. So call Congress at 202-224-3121. Tell them to keep fighting for patients and working with physicians on IDR, the smart, small government solution to surprise billing. Paid for by Dr. Patient Unity.
Up next, at the opera, Alfredo opens his heart up to Violetta at a party, but she's already with someone else, so she brushes him off, realizing as the night goes on that she's not entirely disinterested. Fast forward 3 months, and the two are madly in love, living together on the outskirts of Paris. One day, when Alfredo's away, his own father comes to talk to Violetta, telling her she must leave him because their illicit romance is devastating the family's reputation. Left with a heavy heart and no other option, Violetta flees to her former life in Paris. There, she decides to attend a party on the arm of a former lover. When Alfredo returns home and discovers the love of his life is gone, he's devastated and utterly heartbroken, but determined to seek vengeance. What will happen when he confronts Violetta and her new beau at the Parisian party? Will he ever learn of his father's secret agenda? And finally, will Alfredo and Violetta be able to reconcile before it's too late? Find out how their story unfolds at Utah Opera's La Traviata. So much drama. October 12th through the 20th at Janet Quinney Lawson Capitol Theater. Get your tickets at utahopera.org.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor,
colleague,
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
KSL News Time is 12:23, and coming up on KSL News Radio, Inside Sources, and we have Doug Wright, who is our guest host, one more time. And Doug, there is so much to talk about. How are you going to get through it all?
Well, no kidding. There are so many things. We're going to bring it down locally today. We're going to talk with our state treasurer. Can you believe there are $26 billion worth of uncashed in, unclaimed savings bonds?
No.
Those little $25 savings bonds that grandma gave you, and the $100 savings bond, $26 billion. And David Damshin, our state treasurer, wrote a great op-ed piece saying, come on, Treasury of the United States of America, work with us on getting that money back. Okay. We're going to talk about earthquake preparedness in Salt Lake City itself. And what about the inland port? We're going to get into that with Envision Utah, all coming up on Inside Sources.
Thank you very much. Doug Wright is our host for Inside Sources. It begins at 12:35 until 3 o'clock today. Watching Utah's money at 25 and 55 after the hour, California has passed a law banning hotels from giving guests those small plastic shampoo bottles as a way to cut down on waste. It's going to apply to over 515,000 hotel rooms. It starts in 2023, and I know lots of people are going to have to start buying shampoo now. KSL Drive's brought to you by UCCU's Buyer Relax Auto Loans. Side view mirrors may become a thing of the past. Listen to this. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is studying camera systems where people glance at a dashboard screen rather than mirrors. Tesla and the Alliance of automobile manufacturers have asked for this change. That might make sense. We take our eyes off the road. That's can be a bad thing, right? Bed Bath & Beyond has named Target's former chief merchandising officer to be its new CEO. Bed Bath & Beyond has struggled recently with weak sales as more people shop online. And I don't know about you, but some of mine are my favorite Bed Baths are closing. All right, taking a look at your money at this hour. We're in positive territory. The Dow up 101 points to 26,447. S&P 500 up by 14, and the NASDAQ up about 30 points to 7,932. U.S. Customs and Border Agents seized a shipment of nearly 15,000 fake Nike shoes. If the shoes were real, they would sell for over $2 million. The shoes arrived in Long Beach in a shipping container marked napkins. Coming up on KSL News Radio, we will check traffic and weather, and I can promise you it's going to be a little warmer in the next couple of days. Stay with us. KSL News Time, 12:26.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
All in together now, we can make it better, can we do it? We're open up.
Cause we know how to jump.
Moving and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find out more. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Hey, it's Dave and Dujanovic, and we're excited to tell you about the $1,000 Challenge, brought to you by Zions Bank.
We're doing our best to help every Utahn put $1,000 in savings by the end of the year.
Listen every Thursday at 11:20 for your chance to win a $1,000 savings account. It's our way to help you work on your emergency fund.
For details, text the word CHALLENGE to 57500 or visit kslnewsradio.com.
It's the $1,000 Challenge with Zions Bank and KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, UHP has been doing a slowdown to clear tire debris from the roadway. I-15 southbound between 90th and about 106th, 110th south. We also have a small accident northbound I-15 just after 5th East American Fork on the shoulder. And southbound I-15 in Utah County near Provo, a vehicle fire. This is going to be just north of Center Street, also on the shoulder. Visit your neighborhood Batteries Plus Bulbs Plus Phone Repair to get the know-how you need right now. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Chilly time settling in with us for our Thursday. Well, sunny skies out there, so it'll look nice, but it's going to be a really cold day. In fact, record cold day. We'll top out at 39 degrees. That would be a new record low for today, beating the old record of 45 degrees. So a chilly day today, and even tomorrow morning, cold enough that we could be looking at another record low temperature in the morning. I'm Dan Guthrie in the KSL Weather Center.
And it is 12:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. In for Maria Chaleos, I'm Simone Cycli. Right now, a few clouds, 37 degrees in Salt Lake City, and KSL's top local story this hour. Senator Mitt Romney continues to be critical of President Donald Trump and his decision to pull troops out of Syria. Romney joined Dave and Dujanovic right here on KSL News Radio and said that one of the most frustrating things is the president went, in Mitt Romney's words, rogue on this decision.
There was really no discussion with people in the Senate to understand his perspective.
Romney says the decision has been largely unpopular for both Democrats and Republicans, Romney's criticism comes as Turkish forces launched an offensive against the Kurds yesterday. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. Police in Milwaukee say they have made a $1 million drug bust involving illegal vaping products. Police say they've raided a home and found several dozen pounds of pot and more than 15,000 vaping cartridges. Milwaukee Health Commissioner Jeanette Kowalik says that her state is seeing dozens of vaping-related injuries.
In the state of Wisconsin, there are 69 confirmed cases or probable.
Two suspects were arrested during this raid. If you are planning to have a clown at your child's birthday party, you may want to rethink that. According to a new survey, Utah's biggest fear is caulrophobia. That's C-A-U-L-rophobia, a fear of clowns. Many people will agree with this. The report is based on each state's most searched phobia on the internet. All right, your money at this moment. The Dow is in good shape, up about 107 points to 26,454. S&P 500 up by 15. The NASDAQ up 33 to 7,936.